From Washington Today, I'm David Brancaccio. While there are promises the trade war could be easing some, U.S. farmers have taken this hard. With new farm price data on the way today covering November, a look at 2020, here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
China bought twice as many American soybeans last month compared to October. U.S. officials say more Chinese purchases are part of the Phase 1 trade agreement. That doesn't mean farm prices will improve, says Chad Hart, an agricultural economist at Iowa State University.
We're probably looking at stable to declining prices.
Because more land is expected to come back into production in 2020, so supplies will rise along with demand. At the same time, swine fever is killing Chinese pigs.
We'll probably sell them relatively less on the crop side, relatively more meat and protein.
So perhaps hog farmers will benefit in 2020? Vincent Smith, who teaches agricultural economics at Montana State University, is cautious.
Hog prices are about as volatile as you get and sort of as unpredictable as you can get.
Adding to the unpredictability, the final details of what the U.S. and China actually agreed to in the Phase 1 trade deal remain to be seen. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.